There's so many kind of stories and anecdotes and experiences, and this is why I felt so overwhelmed. And one of the things that I think the most powerful teaching, and I think you'll find it with all of the monks and nuns of Ajahn Chah's tradition, and that have lived and been around him, or that have been had these things passed on, was the way that he taught us to speak was really to not to plan and to try to invest a lot of energy in preparation, which for most of us in our Western way of thinking and education is kind of hard to do, to get up and kind of entrust, if you will, in the spontaneity of the moment. So I was working very hard because the last 5 years I've been working, I finished an undergraduate and now a graduate degree, and I fight it tooth and nail, and I still don't do it very well to go the other way. But the tendency for today was to kind of sit down and write a lot of things and plan a lot. So this morning I was up about 4:30, and I often wake up early. I guess it's kind of left over from the early risings from 20 years of monasticism. But so I was there and I was sitting quietly in the stillness of the morning, cool and very pleasant. And I was just flooded with thoughts, not like anxiety, but just so many things were coming, so many that it was like a fast stream flowing by me, and there's no way I could kind of stop this stream or try to capture really anything of it. And I just kind of settled back and I said, I just have to kind of trust and go into this afternoon, and then tomorrow be talking more about his kind of final days and years, to trust more, because then it seems, or it feels, that it's then more appropriate, because they're talking about the level of receptivity and connectedness. As we all sit here, we're connected in so many ways. We're connected as human beings. We're connected because we sit and we breathe. We're connected because we're interested in making our lives better by understanding what it is to have been born, to get old, to have aches and pains and illness, and to ultimately have to die. And this is really the essence of his teaching, the essence of the Buddhist teachings, really pointing us to the facts of life. And it's kind of shocking. And on that trip, and as one of the story was related about the layperson that was very upset about his wife dying, and Ajahn Chah was laughing, and not laughing at him, but that this was not a sad occasion, but let's give this a bigger space. Let's not get so caught up. There's something bigger happening here. And so his encouragement, his example, was always this kind of momentum that would be supported to get bigger in oneself, to give things more space. And I think if I were to describe what his teaching has been for me is just that, the ability to get bigger, to be able to embrace more, if you will.